Lord.
Give that choir another round of applause. All of my help come from the Lord. Amen. Amen.
Kennedy Woods, and Sister Pearl is going to do a video, but we want to just say to all of you all on the front row, we didn't get everybody's name on the video, so next year, this is our first year with the video, so next year, if you don't see your name on there, it doesn't mean anything, you know, we just overlooked the name, but we will build the names on next year. So thank you, Sister Pearl, for your effort and all that you do. Let's just give Sister Pearl a hand clap of praise because she does just some wonderful and amazing things with that video. We don't even know, but anytime we need her to do a little video, a little slide, she's always humble and saying yes, and she does an outstanding job. So we just want to thank God for her. Come on, Kennedy.
To our survivors, cancer can touch you, but not your soul. neither your thoughts nor your heart. There is no medicine like hope, no incentive so great, and no tonic so powerful as expectation of something tomorrow. Faith is the strength by which a shattered world shall emerge into light. May God truly bless and keep each of you.
Let's give our cancer survivors another round of applause. Amen. Well, I won't be too long. I think I see one of my former students back there, and I won't call her out. A lot of them say they don't come to my church because they heard that I make them stand up. I'm just going to call her name. I'll let her know that you didn't come in under the radar. That Colonel Martin has an eagle eye. Amen. A little Destiny Young. Amen. Don't stand up. Just raise your hand up. Amen. Praise God. One of my students who just graduated here this past year. Amen. I'm not going to preach. I want to talk this morning. You have your Bible. Turn to a very familiar scripture, pericope, that is found tucked away in chapter 21. Of John's gospel. You'll find that, thank you, that after Jesus had been crucified, he resurrected, walked around with his disciples, sat down and ate fish with them. In fact, he was the chef. The Bible tells us that he was the one that fried the fish. Amen. And then we find nestled away in this short pericope, verses 15 through verse 17, you'll find these words. I'm going to be reading the New Living Translation. I'll read from the screen. That's King James. So when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me more than these? He said unto him, this is John speaking back. Peter speaking back. Yes, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. And he said unto him, feed my lamb. He said to him again, second time, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me? He said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. he said unto him, feed my sheep. Now, if you read the New Living, the New King James, or the Living Translation, it says, tend to my sheep. King James just said, feed my sheep. You tend to them, you're feeding them anyway. Then saith he unto him a third time. Now by now, Jesus getting on Peter's nerve. Lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, you mean to tell me you're going to ask me